Oh my goodness, okay. I'm recording everybody, so we gotta be on our P's and Q's. Man. Whatever those are. Never understood that phrase. Mind your P's and Q's. It's like, oh, what does that mean? Yeah, it does kind of smell like something like that, Matt. Oh.
I'm not taking my
sunglasses. No, don't see a point. Wow. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, onward we
go. So the economy's turned upside down, especially New Mexico. We really rely on oil revenue. And when oil is at a negative price, oh my gosh. I don't know how you exact revenue from non-sale of oil. That also means, you know, all that stuff about, we were thinking about taking the extension job down in Carlsbad, and it was like, oh, we can't afford to because of the economy down there. Now it's like, boy, I bet you could have a house there for a song. For the fact that they said, yeah, we killed ourselves trying to create all these new housing situations and everybody's all left because there's just no work. It does look like a basket. It looks like Easter gone awry. Wonderful. You still look like a plum.
Yes, I do. I think the brick would have touched it a little bit.
Yeah, it does. So, yeah. I'm actually doing a little bit of an edit job on Godsend in preparation for actually putting it out for publication again. Or, no, I don't even know if there's an again. I don't know if I ever did it originally. I wrote it and sat on it. I don't remember ever doing anything with it. So, its 22nd anniversary is almost kind of funny because it's like, we never saw it before. It was never released before. And you go, oh. Funny thing. Yeah, it's just different than the subsequent one, which was a prequel. Godsend was kind of a swashbuckler. It wasn't a swashbuckler, but it was more of a action-adventure-ish feeling thing. Escape was... put escape exactly. So you can put it in a genre as usual. Most of my stuff does not fit into a genre. But probably editing Godsend will probably do me some good for when I get back to Prophecy. You know, that it'll be a little more... Well, no, it wasn't a flow issue, I don't think. Oh, well, yeah. There's no doubt it will be more consistent with the other books. But, you know, the second book was always going to be kind of dark, because everything was falling apart. One way of living was crashing in favor of another that really was not better. Not that the first one was all that great, but yeah, just goes downhill a little bit. And I still want to weave in the plan of salvation there. I also want to have more humor. Dark. Religiously purposeful and a little funny. Work on those.
Yeah.
Well, you have a little here and a little there, you know. Yeah. You don't try to make it all. It's like, you know, people go, well, it's not very consistent. You go, it was never meant to be consistent. It was meant to do two or three things. Oh, people will say this. Nobody's read it. I haven't even written it. Come on. I'm figuring that if I were to put it out there to like a regular publisher, they'd say, no, this is really inconsistent. Because you stay on target, don't get off. You're trying to write like four books in one, and you go, yeah, and they go, we're not going to publish four books in one. You go, okay, then you're not my publisher. It's like, okay, cool. You know. A book has to be a certain length, tell one story, and that's pretty much it. Yeah? What do you think this represents? Just
summer?
Nice times?
Yeah.
Okay. But then, you go and you get some of the books where they say it was so hard to get this book published, and that one does so well, and everybody goes, you know, this is going to open up the market finally. It never does. You know, like when people said, Harry Potter, a kid's book that was thick. I mean, it just kept getting thicker and thicker and thicker.
Yeah,
and everybody said, oh, this is going to totally change the market. And it didn't. Even though some people said, well, let's write a book about magic. That's big right now. Wizards and stuff like that. And you go, and they did. Or fantasy, stuff like that. But it's just, you know, a lot of those were just, nope, you tell one story, that's it. You don't weave in these other details, it'll be picked up in other books, you don't do that. You know, it's got to stand on its own. Yeah, I know she did, but she had a hard time getting a publisher. Because they just say, this breaks too many conventions, and we're not going to go for it. And somebody finally just said, oh, screw it. I think it's a pretty good story. So I think she kind of tricked him. You know? It had a lot of depth to it, but nobody figured it was actually going to feature anything beyond this one book. Of course, publishers have to say, I don't publish book series. Every single book has to stand on its own somehow. Of course, after J.K. Rowling did the first two or three or four, it was like, well, okay, fine, I guess we're going to see this one through. Because it's making like $1 billion. Money always trumps everything. But that's the only thing that trumps everything. Oh, nice. So yeah, I don't want to lose some of the elements of all this stuff. Looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Chaos, eh, man?
Yeah.
Are you feeling the chaos?
Yeah, the coronavirus brought the chaos.
Well, if it's chaos, it's really kind of quiet chaos. Of course, I haven't been to a store in ages, but I hear that they're not very chaotic either. Just full of a bunch of people who stare you down and make you feel weird. Face mask is like putting something on your Facebook profile picture. Oh yeah, that's silly. Yeah. But if you say anything against it, oh, the backlash will be horrible. So you just go there and not say anything about it. Whatever. I'm pretty good at avoiding people anyway. said, yeah, I want to leave in the Mariner's log stuff. There was no Mariner in Godsend. Although now that I'm doing an edit, I might add a chapter. Or a little incident at least. That she runs into him. Extent. I know. Sometimes it goes a long way. Sorry. Is it there to pick stuff up? Well, it's for my benefit or somebody else's or nobody's, most likely. It's there. Yeah. That one frost just knocked everything out. Yeah. Anything you don't want to have grow, it won't make it. You got these locust trees, honestly, they're pretty much weed trees. And, yeah, as soon as you start acting like they're desirable, they'll start dying on you. The nature of this world. Water and stuff too, man. Crazy. Of course, they know if they don't water it, the weeds will take over worse. Yeah. They can't do much about that. I just want to hire crews of people to come through and just hand pick them all. It's crazy. When I do it, it's like, that's just nuts. You're crazy, Nimro. Like, yep. I'm not taking the time. Papers today too. Fun. Yeah. Yeah? Good. Stopped in his tracks. It won't make 5 trillion more. I don't know. It's like when people say, well, that species isn't native, you know, plants or something. And you go, well, what exactly is native here? Anything good? And they go, not really. And you go, okay, then we're not so weird about invasive species, are we? Might be a good thing. We want to get different things in here. Because the stuff that naturally grows here is nasty and rotten. And not worth anything. So as you've probably noticed, the Indians didn't found this town, grow gardens and stuff like that. Yeah. Says all this was good for was hunting territory for whatever it is was here. So it's like, you know, Mr. said, well, we don't want invasive species to come in. He goes, sure we do. Thank goodness for grass. Because all this area can grow is weed. And the kind of brushy crap that animals don't even really like. Says this is a terrible place to graze. You know, I don't know how many acres of this stuff is required for one cow. They called it a wasteland, the American desert. Although it's not a desert here, but it's practically the same. Because you have to pour a lot of water on it to make it do anything. And if you don't just flat sterilize the ground and start from nothing, you're just growing a bunch of weeds and stuff that's just terrible. Like cactus. Look how many cactus we have. Look how many cactus fruits we have. And you're going, where is the great cactus fruit market? We produce plenty of it. I guess, but it's still just boutique specialty. No, it has not caught on anywhere. To the point to where there's nobody trying to figure out how to harvest them. I'm sorry, what? Who's that? Oh, yeah, those. Yeah, but that's still fringe. Even most of the Mexicans don't eat it. It's considered ethnic food. Actually, I think it's like poor man's Mexican food. And anybody who doesn't want to be looked down upon doesn't mess with it. It's a tricky animal. Somebody who's really big and important has to come out and say, I love these. And here's how I cook them. Stuff's been here for ages. And it hasn't turned into anything except what some poor person will eat because they have no other choice. And it's like, oh, it hasn't become gourmet, apparently. I'm telling you with this other stuff. you know, it's like purslane. So how come purslane hasn't... You disturb the soil, you get purslane, man. Like crazy. And it's like, nobody wants it. Even the enlightened German, the Mennonite settlers up in Canada, that's a weed. And you go, you can eat it. Oh no, we spray that. And you go, ah. I'm sure you guys tell yourself every day how organic and how close to the land you are. Sure. But it's okay. You guys are like everybody else. It's got to be a crop that people want. Cash crop. So, yeah. I look at all this stuff with a certain degree of skepticism. About how people say, oh, this, and oh, means that, yeah. What that basically means is out here, if you tried to actually do farming as an agriculture, it will fail. Because this land can't sustain that kind of agriculture, even when it's got plenty of water. You have to dump so much fertilizer on it to try to make it burn. Whole land is a big washout. I mean, literally. Water comes through here, washes everything out. So that's why there's whole areas that are sand. Yeah, because it washed down everything else. Doesn't mean you can't try. But, yeah, because you're... Trust me. If you get far enough north of here, and a little bit east of here, all of a sudden you'll go, oh my gosh, I can be a farmer now instead of a freaking weed warrior. Trying desperately just to eke something out of here. And that's why it's like, you know, people say, well, we did the irrigation project to try to bring water to this thing so we could farm, and that's why most of the farmers are gone now. All the irrigation ditches go to pasture land. If they grow anything, it's alfalfa. For one purpose and one purpose only. To bale it up to feed to the cows during the winter, or when your land isn't producing enough grass to cook your cows. That's what it is. Marginal cattle country. And I mean marginal. That's why you can buy 600,000 acres for $1 million. Yeah? Cool. That's not a half bad place to be. We drove through that territory. Their branch, you know. It chokes, basically. Yeah. Well, I think that they were involved in it. No, he's a Catholic farmer. He comes on Easter. He comes on Christmas. Like that. gonna get a reward that he won't mind too much. Being a god is like being the CEO of a corporation. A lot of people really poo-poo it and say, oh, we want to be like that. They go, good. Yes, Matt. I do see blue sky. You're right. Sorry, Matt. I apologize for talking. Now, whether he'll be able to be independent and do what he wants, that's a whole nother thing. I think he's getting about the future that he's really after. Yeah,